Tuesday, right here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. Welcome to the show. We're going to be crossing now to the other side of the country, to the Western Cape, and to a region that, if you are a wine lover, is like, you know, a place of pilgrimage. I'm talking about the picturesque Simonsberg Mountains, the Stellenbosch wine route, and perched on the foothills of the Simonsberg Mountains stands one of the most picturesque destinations, a family-owned estate celebrating its 25th anniversary, and a blend of world-class wines, exceptional cuisine, and a deep connection to the landscape. What am I talking about? Well, it's a place called Tokara, a place where luxury meets authenticity, and making it a must visit for those seeking a sophisticated and immersive experience in the heart of South Africa's wine country. And if you're looking for an escape and a destination worth visiting as we head into the festive season and into a new year, well, this needs to be at the top of your list. But don't take it from me, because what do I know? I'm just the DJ. On the line with me right now, I have a man who really knows what he's talking about when it comes to all things Tokara, because Rob Olsen is the communications manager for the Tokara brand, and he's on the line with me right now. Rob, are you there?
I'm here, Mike. Hi there.
Hey, great to connect with you. How's the weather up in the Western Cape this morning?
You know what, it's actually a little bit rainy this morning. We don't have our normal sunny rain or sunny weather that we had a couple of days ago.
I'll tell you what, we'll take some of that rain, because we've been having super sweltering heat here on the KZN North Coast for the last couple of days. So I'm a little bit envious, but I'd be envious anyway, because you get to go to work at a destination that for wine and food lovers it has got to be on the top of their destination lists when it comes to an environment that embodies a connection to an incredible heritage. Let's just talk about the legacy rooted in passion at Tokara. And can you give us a little bit of background on the Tokara story? Because now celebrating a quarter century, there's some serious history there.
Well, yeah.
Hang on, Rob. I think we've dropped the line for a second. Are you there? Can you hear me?
At the moment, I'm looking down over.
I got you back. The line crackled out for a second, but I think I've got you still on the horn there. Can you hear me? Rob, we're going to try again on another line. Stay with me, my friend. We're going to be back in on the other side of a quick little tune. And keeping it local, keeping it South African, Jeremy Loops and a band called Amistad with a track called Love Blood. Stay with it, it's Radio Life and Style. We'll be back talking to Kara on the other side of this.
World so I could hear myself, just desolation in my own two hands. I came searching for something, the state I'm in. I came for love, I came for blood, I came for war, I came for... But if you don't run away now, you got all the goodness out of me.
You don't run away now, you got all the goodness out of me.
We're falling, we're falling. So tell your mama I'm sorry. I'm like a burning shot straight into the face. Just a beauty fall back into the flames. A declaration from
came for love, I came for blood, I came for war, I came for all.
The heartbeat of Bonito 88.0.
Bootleg and ACD Bolito offers a comprehensive range of automotive services to keep your vehicle running smoothly and efficiently. We specialize in major and minor service, aircon regas and repairs, starter and alternator repairs, wiring and electrical repairs, engine diagnostics and repairs, suspension and drive repairs. Whether it's routine maintenance or complex repairs, our skilled technicians are here to ensure your vehicle receives top-notch care and attention. Trust Motorlec and ACD Bolito for all your automotive needs. Contact us today on 032-946-0341 or visit us in Kyle Army Park.
EcoBalance is widely acknowledged as the top garden maintenance and landscaping service on the North Coast, and now it expanded to include top-notch pool care and outdoor cleaning too. Customers love the EcoBalance ethos of recycling your garden refuse, low noise from battery-powered equipment, outstanding expertise, supervision and communication, and meticulous safety standards. Also, all their fertilizers and cleaning materials are fully bio-friendly. Visit them online at ecobalance.co.za to find out more about what they can do for you. EcoBalance, for the best gardening, pool care and cleaning services on the North Coast.
You're listening to 88 FM.
You certainly are, live from the heart of Bolito. And as sometimes happens when you're doing live radio, you know, sometimes you have to contend with a technical glitch or two, and our phone interview, dialing through to the Western Cape to Tokara Wine Estate, was going off to a cracking start, and then the cell phone signal conked out. And, well, you know what? We've made another plan. We've got a stronger line, and back on the phone with me, I've got Rob Olson, Communications Manager of Tokara. Rob, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Sorry about that, Mike. No. I think it must be the rainy weather that we're experiencing at the moment. We are up here in the mountains, so unfortunately that's the thing to happen once in a blue moon.
It adds to the atmosphere. I'm totally here for it, so not a problem at all. I'm just glad we've got you back on the line. And we were just about to dive into the story behind Tokara, this brand that has been going for now 25 years, winning incredible accolades and praise locally and abroad. Give me a little bit of a history lesson. Where did Tokara come from?
It's actually such a wonderful story, and Tokara is owned by South Africans, owned and managed, and they live here on the farm. We really are all part of a really big family, and Mr. and Mrs. Ferreira, they purchased the land back in the early 90s, and it wasn't even a wine farm back then. You know, there was Roland grass on some of the hills here, there were a couple of fruit orchards, but they set about really planting vineyards, and it really was prime soil, prime location, still is, and it's on the upper slopes of the Simonsberg Mountain. And if you know Stellenbosch, you know the Simonsberg Mountain, it's quite iconic.
Oh, yeah.
But really, it's prime property, really, in terms of growing wine or producing wine, and that's really where it started. And we're 25 years old this year, and yeah.
amazing 25 years of not just producing any old wine. It's because of this unique location where, if I have to use the wine terminology, they talk about the terroir of the Simmonsberg, where that cool sea breeze meets the warmth of the valley, and really creating these superb conditions for producing world-class, exceptional wines. But this connection to the land is really at the heart of everything that happens at Tokara, am I right? And it's not just wine. Folks might not necessarily know that that olive oil is a big part of the offering as well, am I right?
Yes, absolutely true. We've got around 20 hectares of olive orchards, and we grow a couple of different varieties, and we press here ourselves, and we sell here on the farm as well our extra virgin olive oil.
Amazing. And the olive oil tastings have become almost as popular as the wine tastings, I believe.
Very much so. You know, people come from all over to taste the olive oil. It's quite a nice offering that we have to offer something to people who are perhaps driving, and whilst their friends are doing wine tasting, they can certainly do an olive oil tasting and experience a little bit of Tokara. Or certainly people, you know, that don't consume alcohol, they store something for them on a wine farm.
Brilliant. And as I understand it, each oil really has a distinct flavor profile, and they're ranging from like the delicate and the fruity to the more robust and the peppery. And it really is a sensory experience all on its own that reflects Tokara's dedication to quality in every product grown on the estate, right?
Absolutely. So we keep our eye on every single part of the process through growing, picking, producing, and it's, we've got different varieties, so, and they all have very distinct flavor characteristics. So, you could use a mission olive oil, which is perhaps better for something light like a salad, or you have our Frontoya, which is maybe a little bit better for something that's meaty. It's got a nice spiciness to it, which is all natural. There are no additives. Everything is completely natural. Yeah.
Amazing. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, Christmas shopping, this is something that should be popped into the Christmas stocking, well, you should check out the website, tokara.com. That's tokara.com. And to check out the online shop, and you'll see the wide selection of wines and olive oils. And just the thing to put on your Christmas list, I think, for the end of 2024. And for those who are keen to make a mission of it and to head on out to experience the magic of Tokara, the destination, they'll be greeted by an incredible setting and a restaurant that has got food lovers far and wide buzzing. Talk to me about the restaurant at Tokara, where culinary art meets nature.
Yeah. So we've got two restaurants on the farm, and our first restaurant is a fine dining experience. They offer lunches and dinner, and Chef Carolee's, she really utilizes what is growing on the farm at the moment. So it's very homegrown, very much South African orientated, but with a fine dining edge to it. Absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. And so that's the fine dining option. Yep. But you've also got the family-friendly delights at the Delicatessen, hey?
The Delicatessen, wow, yes. It is straight onto the Simonsberg Mountain, and it has this playground, which I've never seen anything like it before. It's really, it'll keep your kids busy for hours, so you can sit at your table, keep an eye over there, really enjoy bistro-style food, breakfast and lunches, and there's a really lovely deli shop, so you can buy all of your gourmet goodies there at the same time.
Oh, man. So, just another fantastic facet of the offering at Tokara. And a destination of timeless appeal that over the last quarter century, 25 years, it continues to invite guests into its world of like sophistication and natural beauty and innovation. And so if you are planning a Western Cape trip, if you're planning on doing the wine route, you have to make a stop at Tokara, because whether you're drawn by the allure of the award-winning wines or the culinary masterpieces or the relaxed charm of the deli, a visit to Tokara offers offers an unforgettable journey through the best that South Africa's Cape Winelands has to offer. And so for us on the other side of the country, the KZN North Coast, while we might not be able to pop around every weekend to to enjoy the delights of Takara, as I say, you can get them delivered to you browsing the online shop. And of course, you're stocked at some of the best spots around town, your olive oils and your wines here on the North Coast. So we're a big fan. And for you right now, Rob, are there any standout products that you would be pushing people to check out to add something to that Christmas hamper?
Well, there's one that sticks out for me, Mike. And considering we're heading that time of year where it's time to celebrate and enjoy all things special, I would definitely point listeners to our Capastique, which is a Blanc de Blancs. We grow the grapes on our farm in Elgin. We've got two farms, one in Stellenbosch and one in Elgin. And our Chardonnay, which we grow on that Elgin farm, comes to our farm here in Stellenbosch, and that's where we make our Cap Classique. It's really something very, very special.
Wow, I'm looking at it on the website right now. And I mean, even the bottle is distinctly different from what you would normally expect a bubbly bottle to look like. It really looks like a special gift for that special someone, or just a great thing to uncork to celebrate the coming of a new year. So the Takara Cap Classique Blanc de Blanc, that's the 2017 I see on the website.
2017,
right now.
That's right. Yes, it's quite a bit of time on the yeast leaves. And we're talking 7 years,
wow.
which is really giving it that opulence, that elegance, and certainly a depth of flavor.
Well, you know, that's my lucky number, 7. So I think that this is the one to add to that Christmas list for sure. And it's in stock right now on the online shop, takara.com. Check it out, and you'll find a whole bunch of other delights waiting for you from the wine front, from the olive oil front, and, I mean, even the Takara book, I think, would be a great coffee table addition to any table on the coastline. And just a world of experience waiting for you at the Takara, not just the website, but the actual destination. If you're heading out to the Western Cape, to the wine route, well, you know where to go. It's your first port of call, Takara. And you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest on the line with me, Communications Manager Rob Olson. And Rob, wishing you a less rainy week ahead. Thanks for sticking with us through the technical issues. And looking forward to... we'll be catching up again really soon on the line. Hopefully, if you're making it out to our neck of the woods anytime soon, we can have a chat in studio. What do you say?
I would love to. Thanks, Mike. Look forward to that. Yes.
Great stuff. You're hearing it here on your local station, Radio Life and Style. And if you're wishing you were in the Western Cape right now, staring at the Simonsberg Mountains, well, you can get a little taste of the wine route, and you'll find it at takara.com.